Welcome to No Longer Conformed. We're studying the book of Revelation. In this session, we're looking at Revelation 9, verses 1 through 12, a storm of pain. The first woe, the fifth trumpet, a plague of locusts. And let me give you three facts regarding this judgment plague. First, there is the dispatch of the locusts. Chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. Then the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fallen from heaven to the earth. To him was given the key to the bottomless pit, and he opened the bottomless pit, and smoke arose out of the pit like the smoke of a great furnace. So the sun and the air were darkened because of the smoke of the pit. Who sends them out? It reads a star, but it describes an intelligent being, him. John did not see the star fall. It was already fallen. Who is this star? He has authority to release the locusts. He's the same angel as in verse 11. Verse 11, and they had as king over them the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name is in Hebrew is Abaddon. But in Greek, he has the name Apollyon. Now, he's fallen. He's a fallen star. He's referred to an angel. He's a fallen angel. But in Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12 to 15, it gives the reason that he is fallen. Isaiah 14, 12. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation of the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depths of the pit. And in Luke chapter 10, verse 18, when Jesus was getting excited about those who had sent out two by two, the 70, when they came back and they were telling about all the great things that were done on the time, Jesus got excited along with them. And in Luke 10, verse 18, he said this, and he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Don't forget that his authority was given to him. It says, to him was given the key. If you go back to chapter 1 in verse 18, Jesus says, I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and of death. And then if you go to Revelation chapter 20 in verse 3, it says that he cast him, referring to Satan, into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal on him so that he should not deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years were finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while. Where were they sent from? It says they are released from the bottomless pit. Literally, the abyss. So, in chapter 9, verse 11, it says, and they had as king over them the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, but in Greek he has the name Apollyon. In chapter 11, and verse 7, it says, when they finished their testimony, speaking of the of the two witnesses, When they finish their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them, overcome them, and kill them. And then in chapter 17, in verse 8, the beast that you saw was and is not, and will ascend out of the bottomless pit and go to perdition. And those who dwell on the earth will marvel, whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they see the beast that was and is not, and yet is. And then in chapter 20, verses 1 through 3, and then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, bound him for 1,000 years, and he cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal on him, so that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years were finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while. And then Luke chapter 8 and verse 31. And they begged him that he would not command them to go out into the abyss. When Satan opens the pit, smoke, light. Notice how often John uses the words as and like. Remember, he's having trouble describing what he's seeing, so he says as and like. In verse 2, and he opened the bottomless pit, and smoke arose out of the pit, like the smoke of a great furnace. In verse 3, and to them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. Verse 5, their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it strikes a man. Verse 7, the shape of the locusts was like horses prepared for battle. On their heads were crowns of something like gold, and their faces were like the faces of men. Verse 8, they had hair like women's hair, and their teeth were like lion's teeth. Verse 9, they had breastplates like breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was like the sound of chariots with many horses running into battle. In verse 10, they had tails like scorpions, and there were stings in their tails. Then you go to verse 17. The heads of the horses were like the heads of lions. And in verse 19, their tails were like serpents, having heads, and with them they do harm. John had a very difficult time describing what he saw. So, the first thing we consider there is the fact that the locusts are sent out. But then, second, look at the destruction of the locusts. Chapter 9, verses 3 through 6. Then out of the smoke, locusts came upon the earth, and to them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And they were commanded not to harm the grass of the earth or any green thing or any tree, but only those men who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. And they were not given authority to kill them, but to torment them for 5 months. Their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it strikes a man. In those days, men will seek death and will not find it. They will desire death, and death will flee from them. These are real creatures, not just symbols of judgment, not ordinary locusts, but demonic demons taking the form of locusts. Verse 11, and they had as king over them the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, but in Greek he has the name Apollyon. Look at their destruction. The pain of the sting of a scorpion. Usually not fatal, but intense. A scorpion sting in the foot, roll on the ground, grind your teeth, foam at the mouth, inflammation, even more. Why? They fly as locusts wherever they want. They don't just crawl like scorpions do. They fly like locusts. That's the kind of destruction they're bringing. Their limitation, they cannot touch the vegetation of the earth. What can they strike? Listen, those without God's protection. How far can they go? Can they kill them? No. They can torment them, but not kill them. And how long will it last? 5 months. That kind of implies repeated attacks, not just one time. And the effects lasting 5 months, but it kind of implies repeated attacks. Their effect? Men will be driven to suicide, but no death. Impossible to drown. No effect of poison or drugs. Knives and bullets don't kill them. Even the jump from a tall building without dying. What a horrible time it will be on earth for unbelievers. Horrible time. And then third, there is the description of the locusts in verses 7 through 12. The shape of the locusts was like horses prepared for battle. On their heads were crowns of something like gold, and their faces were like the faces of men. They had hair like women's hair, and their teeth were like lion's teeth. And they had breastplates like breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was like the sound of chariots with many horses running in the battle. They had tails like scorpions, and there were stings in their tails. Their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had as king over them the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, but in Greek he has the name Apollyon. One woe is past. Behold, still two more woes are coming after these things. That's just incredible to think about. This is, as terrible as this is, it's only the first of these three terrible things. These verses are full of the as and like that I mentioned earlier. There are eight parts listed from head to tail of these creatures. They had the overall appearance like horses that were prepared for battle. They had crowns of gold on their heads, which indicate authority. They had faces of men, which give the idea that they're intelligent and rational. They had the hair of women, it was long. They had teeth of lions, are powerful and deadly. The breastplates of iron, essentially protecting the vital organs of life. And their wings, when they flapped their wings, it sounded like horses running into battle. And then they had scorpion-like tails with a deadly sting. Man, this judgment will literally be hell on earth. God is fully in control. He allows it. He limits it. He ends it. But at this point, verse 12 informs us that this judgment is just the beginning. Imagine countless demons acting completely unhindered for 5 months. Verse 12 again. One woe is past. Behold, still two more woes are coming after these things. Wow. You have a great day.